Well, we started Scarlet then. Tommy Kelly and the wife. Harry, Bertha, Emma, Tiny and Charlie. And it was Ethan, Kristen and the wife. It was Tom, Lizzie and Dora. And it was Jim McCreese and the wife and Danny. And it was Victor Kenick and the wife and his family. And Mrs. Narramore. Willie Moore and the wife and his family. And Willie's sister. It was Captain Karen and the wife. Tom, Jack. And the sister. And there was old Corris and the wife, and not Russian. And we come over then to Manny Pat and her brother, Billy Quine. And there was Jim Ratliff and Jane and the family, James, Willie, Freddie, Lydia and Vi. And next door, Father Neil and the wife, Annie May, that was Mrs. Ratliff's daughter, Joey, Jack, Phyllis and Lydia, and there was Jim Christian and the wife, and this, his three daughters, Nellie, Sissy, and Laura. And after they went in, there was Alfie Dan and the wife and his family. Then after them, there was Johnny Wilkinson and the wife. Then comes after them, Stanley Farrakhan and the wife, then the Jewess, then Harry Fletcher and the wife and his daughter. You have to come to Apple Park. Then next door there was Johnny and Betsy Kissick. That's Freddie Corris's grandfather and grandmother, and Bella. Then there was Alfie Green and the wife, Amy, Eddie and Harry. And there was Frank and Mary Jane Rylands, Olive, Frank, Charlie and George. Then there was Walty and Maud Wilkinson, May, Jack and Stanley. Then there was John Brideson, his three boys, I only know Willie and Walty. Then there was an old lady, Jane Lacey, who worked for old Corris, so not Russian. Then there was Jimmy and Georgie Quayle, better known as Mucker and Dordy. Then the next was Jim Wheeler and the wife. And after they went out, Mr. McLaughlin and his sister come in. He used to sell ice cream at the shows and getters. They have to come to Port St. Mary and lived at the station, the cottage of the railway station. Then the next house was my grandmother, Belle Shimmon. Then there was Bob Clegg, that was Mrs. Cayley's brother. But those three houses after was done up, bought by Edward Martin. Done up, and after Mrs. Castain went to live in the one Mucker was in, Melbourne's mother, and Beta. My father and mother lived in the next one. Bill Kane, Bill the Pluck, then lived in the big one, where grandmother and Bob Clegg lived. Then the next house was Archie Gajean and the wife, his daughter Ethel Gajean and Maggie Bryson, Maggie Punch. After they went out, Margaret Jane Clegg come in it, and Susie, her daughter Susie. After they went out, the fellow named Gray come in it. After Gray went out, the Lawsons come in it. Then the next door was Billy Brown and the wife, and his son Billy, and another chap that lived with them, Billy Cowell, and there was Minnie Brown, Charlie McGain's wife. Then the next house was empty at that time, and the next house, Mucker and Dordy lived in, which was after turned into the railway stables. Then the next door was Peaker's mother, Nella Cowan. Then the next house was Bill Kane, Bill the Pluck, till he shifted down to the other house. After John Nash and the wife come to live in it. And we come up to Mutchie's, which is in the top, which is hit in the bottom. Then there was Sarah Cobbin, and George and Ellie. There was Margaret Jane Clegg's mother, and there was Johnny John Jem. Then up at the top house was Tommy Kelly, the ex-harbour master, and his wife. There was Bella, Harry, George, and his sister. And we go to the other side, there's Flaxney Stoll and the wife. There's the two girls, Flaxney, Milray, Dick and Leighton. The next door was Leighton's grandfather, Quayley's door. The next was Jack Smith, the Coast Guard. After they went out, George Neal got married and come to live in it. Then there was Bobby Oates and Willie, Hetty, Bobby and George, and the other sister. Then there was Dick Jupe and the wife, Kathleen, Sheila and Ethel, and Jim Slytherin. Then there was Eddie Stoll and his mother, after Charlie Corkle and the wife and Charlie's father come to live. Then Willie Wilson and the wife, and Willie. Then Louisa, Dick Jones and Louisa Carr. They both went to the poorhouse after. Frank Kringle got married, come to live in that house. Bought that house and come to live in it. And we lived next door, before we shifted down the street. And there was Tommy Gale and the wife, Bella, Jack and Willie. And Tommy Gale's mother. And there was Jack Tubman and the wife, James and Harry. And the two girls. And there was George Clegg, brother to Philip Kelly's wife. Then there was Dick Paul Brydson and his wife. There was Sarah, Maggie and Ethel. That's Frank Kringle's, Dennis Kringle's grandmother and grandfather. Then there was Jack Sanson and the wife, Charlie and Johnny Lone. Then there was Anne Condon, Jimmy Condon and Anne. And there was Johnny, Florrie, Eva, and another girl, I just can't think of her name. Then there was Mrs. Simpson, after went to live at Duck Street. And the next house was Peter and the wife, and Kathleen and Betty and Dick. The next house was Mrs. Allen and Ada. Next was Jack Duke's father and mother, after Sarah Kelly got married to Bobby Quine and lived in it. Then there was Jim Kelly and the wife. And there was Jimmy and Willie, Tom, Robert, Waltie, George, Liza, Sarah, Minnie, Katie and Mita. Then the next was Brydson, Billy Brydson, he after went to the poorhouse. Then a Mrs. Hunter came to live in it. See, Katie, Lizzie and Minnie Hunter. After she got married to Tom Hudson, who she had a daughter then, Flo, who married after Bert Eaton. Then was the mission room, then was my grandmother and grandfather, and there was Charlie, Martha, Maggie, Fanny, Kate, Dick and Tom. Then there was Jim Whelan, the wife, he shifted from the other house across the road, and Eddie. Then there was Bella Kelly in the next house. Then in the far house, there was Louis Vanwell and the wife. Bernie, Connie, Arthur, Eileen and Amelia. That's all Queen Street. Chapel Lane. Now we'll go to Chapel Lane. Charlie Callow and the wife, Charlie Callow the tailor. I think there's two sons there. And Teddy Keown and the wife. And Tommy and Frank and Willie and Clara. They come down from Maloo Street. And round down the corner then there was John Quayle and the wife, and Arthur, and a boy that was lost at sea, and a daughter. And there was Eddie Christian and his sister Lizzie, and John Flynn and the wife, and Charlie, Molly, and Mrs. Cairn in there with her, Jack Cairn's mother. Then there was the poorhouse, Mrs. Broadman, Mrs. Kelly, and one or two more that I didn't know in there. And round the corner there was the Jesuits, Sissy and Ruth and Willie and Charlie. Then there was Tommy Tucker down in one of the cottages, and Pat Gallagher and the wife, and on the corner Frank Gunnell and the wife. Then there's the grammar school, and up on the corner Windy Bill and the wife, Isabel, when they got married, lived there. Then there was Carrie Quayle and her daughter, and there was Mrs. Cunha. Then there was Coven Slaughterhouse, then there was Powers, and there was the wife, there was Eddie Power, Billy Power, Tommy Power, Jimmy Power, Lily Power, Katie Power, and Edith Power. Then across the road there was James McLaughlin and his sister Agnes was farming. And after then there was George Neal's mother and father, Neil the postman. And down the gut was Jack Duke and the wife. There was David McGill and his sister and mother. And down in the corner there was Thomas Joyce, the harbour master, Tom and Nancy, Clifford and Roddy. And come toward the wooden bridge, we lived there. In fact, I think I was born there. So we went to Queen Street. Then there was John Convig and the wife, Angelina. She used to be barmaid in the George, lived in the next house. Then there's the Crown Arms, which was an hotel then, open. Then there was Tommy Kelly, the harbour master, before he shifted down to Queen Street, which after turned into a Isle of Man steam packet stores. Then there was Billy Barnes and the coxswain of the lifeboat, wife and family, Billy, Nellie, Katie, Lily, and I can't think of the other girl's name, and another girl. Then go up round the corner, then there was Jimmy Thompson, Willie Callow, there was Schofield, the boat builder, and his son Jimmy. Down in the corner there was James E. Tate and his wife and Mona. On the other side then, but the Rocket House, there was Jim McCreast, no relation to me, and his wife and his family, that's Johnny McCreast's father. Then there was Eddie Roberts, the tailor. There was Willie Callow, clerk to the Castle and Commissioners. The Commissioner's office was just in round the corner from Eddie Roberts at that time. Then there was Artie Christian, the Compton House. Then there was Danny Callow's office. Then there was Willie Rattle at the bicycle shop. Harry Gray served his time with him before he joined the army. Then there was Mrs. Lace, the sweet shop. Debbie Lace, the mason, his wife. Then there was Charlie Orson, the barber, rubbish. Then there was Miss Curran, the sweet shop. Down around the corner is the High Bailiff's office, Jimmy Gill's office. Charlie Bickerstaff was his clerk. Then there was Charlie Tears' house. And across the other side there was Johnny Gill the butcher's, with his Winnie and Elsie and Jack. And there was Cotton, old Cotton the banker, and his three daughters. Then there was Hunt's. The next house was empty. Then there was the George, John Gilbert, and the George, the Traps. Then there was Pilcher Rafe and his sister in the bank, Isle of Man Bank. There was Dick Cain and his wife in the barracks, Jimmy and Wilfred, Rosa, James, Wilfred, and Harold. Then there was the Baxter in the Union. After him come John Brydson, that's Nurse Brydson's brother. Then there was Tom Callan, the wife, and Doris in the Mona. There was Coven the Butchers, Mrs. Farragher, Mrs. King, Greta, Willie Stanley. There was Willie Neal, the green grocer, and his wife. There was Christian Ann, Bertie, and Johnny. There was Robbie Coven the baker, his wife. There was Harold. I don't forget the other boy's name, his sister too. Then there was Thompson Chip Shop. Then there was the post office. Then was Newby the shoemakers, Taggart the drapers, Kermit the bakers, and John James Clegg the plumbers. Then there was James Cooper's. Next was Jackson's. Then power shifted from Chapel Lane up to the next house. Then there was Willie McCarry's. Next was Miss Eddie Clegg's, Mrs. Goodwin's, Jimmy Burns and the wife, Bella Burns, Bella Clegg, and aunt to Robert Clegg. Then there was Mrs. Clegg, Duke the tailor, my own namesake, the next one, Matrice, Miss Matrice, dressmaker. Next was Haynes, Willie Haynes, and Bertie, who was a school teacher in the Victoria Road School. He was drowned down Saundry, I think about 1908 or 9. Then there was Cretney the banker, Miss May Gone, the next one, Mrs. Murray, Mrs. Clegg the butcher, the next, Marjorie, Winnie, Ruth, Robert, who was a, Clegg the butcher was a brother to my grandmother. Then there was Danny Cooper and the wife, Leela, Gordon, and Arthur. And the next was Castain, Mason. The next was Willie Rutchie, a stallion there, stables. The next was Cootie Roberts. The next was Lou Ellens. And then I think the next was Cooley the banker, George Cooley the banker, Edward Martin, old Bull of the windmill, Lizzie and Arthur, Lizzie and son, Billy and Benny. And down the Red Gap there was Mrs. Mullane's, Paul Neal's mother and father, his two sisters, Bobby, and Jack Kringle, and his son Arthur, Jack Kringle, that's Dennis Kringle's grandfather. Then Tom Callow went up to live in the next room from the Mona. Then Thomas Cooper and the wife, and Elnick and Vig, and Thomas Clegg and the wife and his family. Then John Thomas Watterson, his father, and his wife, and John Thomas and his wife, Red Gap. And back on the other side was Tom Dodds, with Colonel Thompson come to live in, as he was married to Miss Mullane's daughter. Then there was Willie Stevenson down West Hill. There was Cartwright living in the lodge. There was Mrs. Varley. There was Dr. Craig. Some other house, I don't know what it is now. I don't know who was in Elder Bank. Then there was old Healis at the town hall. There was Miss Cowan, the school teacher. There was Willie Coven and the wife, Bob was mother and father. There was Captain Clegg. There was Dick Neen and the wife, Harold and Eric. There was Dr. and Mrs. Hanny. There was Robbie Collett. There was Lawson Shoemakers, Taggart the drapers, Sarah the drapers, George Hodgett the tinsmith, Philip Kelly the sweet shop, Joe Carson the cabinet maker, Billy Naughty, Curran the druggist, Nash the greengrocer, Alf Lawton the barber, and Thompson the grocer. Malou Street, Ned Quine, Delft Shop, George Carlson the tailor, Tia the baker, Miss Duggan the confectioner, Billy Bell the shoemaker, Thorben the draper, John James Clegg the plumber, no relation to Clegg and Harvey Street. There was Mrs. Cannell, fancy shop, Tom Dodds, wine stores, Grooms the shoemaker, Dibbs, Johnny Bell the fruiterer, Miss Quayle the delf shop, William Convig the butcher, Kelly the saddler, Sansbury the seed stores, Stanley Corden the painter, Evans the grocer, Woods the photographers, Killip the brawn shop. Are you where do you want to have people to, don't you, in the town just now? Well, there was Killia the stonecutter, Tommy Anderson's, Mrs. Cannell, Joan Watterson, Joan Skitt, Lily Watterson, Teddy Carla's sister. There was Alice Corlett and her mother. Teddy Lease, his family. There was Peter Gale, the wife, shoemaker. There was Billy Watterson, the lamplighter. There was Coven the difties. There was Bob Collister, the wife and family. There was Sarah McCann and Bertie. There was Wallace Tate. There was Dick McCleese and his wife, who lived in 1907. Then there was Annie Gale, the milk, and her sister. There was an old chap by the name of Harrison in the next one, in the corner house. There was Moore, the insurance, and his wife. And Percy, come from the Red Gap. There was Moore and the wife who worked in the Brodie, Dad's Moore. Harry Tubman, married Sarah Bryson. Then there was Ginger's mother and father, Tommy Horrocks. Then there was Kane's. Then there was Kelly's, Winnie Kelly's father. Across the other side, then there was John Quayle, who was farming there. There was Wrigley's, with John Corlett and the wife, Jotty Corlett's mother and father. And there was Uncle John, and another old lady, my namesake. And there was Ted Phillips, married and living there. There was Maggie Lone and her mother. There was the two dummies, Kid Raids, worked in the in timber yard. There was Woodworth, married to Blackburn, next door. Then there was George Creer and the wife, George worked in Dodds. Then there was James Blackburn, and his sister. Then there was Robert Gadfield and his wife, family. There was ex-chief inspector Caden, with Essie, Annie, Cyril, and Harold, Eddie. Next one was Dickie Coven and the wife, and his family. Harold and Arthur, Harry, Mona, Bessie, Hilda. Then there was people in the Cottrells. Then there was Gustain the Mason and his wife. Then there was John Neen and the wife, Annie and John and Willie Neen. There was Alec Kamesh, the policeman, and his wife. Then there was Christian Quays. Then there was Alice Keynes. Then there was Archdeacon Cooley's. Then there was McMullen's. Then there was Broadman's in the Victoria. And down on the other end, then there was Cain the postman at that time. There was Quilliams. There was Snookers, Tommy Corkle. There was Charlie Bickerstaff's. There was Miss Quayle's at the shop. There was Sam Collister's. There was Harry Cooley's wife and the family. And there was Robert Christian and the wife, Christian Snappers, we call them, his family. Then there was Billy Bell, no relation to the other Billy Bell. Then there was Bill Lace and Katie and Bobby and Walty. And there's another Kelly the painters. There's been a car in the sweet shop. There was Willie Quayle the barber. Corin the chemist. Kermit the chemist. There was McCulloch the seat shop. And down the bank there was Boyd's the tin shop. Tinsmith's. There was Mrs. Kelly the sweet shop. More the bakers, and back up to Mrs. King, the telephone exchange. Then there was Billy Madrow's, and Willie another, Corin the painter, Herbert Corin's, and Harry Corin's grandmother and grandfather, Dr. Jones, Clark the tobacconist, back was the newsagent, Herbie Neal the baker, Mrs. Mitchellmore, cook meat shop, Crease the grocers, Kermit the saddler, Swales the watchmaker, Kent the butcher, Mrs. Cleeter the sweet shop and fishing tackle, and Gell the butchers. We'll go down the bank, Dick Lillies, Bill Collister and the wife, Lottie, Annie, Willie, Jack, George Kermit and the wife, his son George, and there was Gallagher and the wife, old Russell, his wife, the watchmaker, Tommy Christian, the wife. Then we go across to Hope Street. We take Harry Gray and the wife, Maggie and Harry, John Armroyd and the wife, Cecil, and his sister, Bell the policeman, Willie Curran, and his wife and his family, postman for Taggart's, Eva Christian's mother and father, Philly Corlett, Walty Kermit, Jimmy Neal the plumber, Preston's, Queenie Preston that worked in Neal the Grocer, and Katie Preston, and Alice Clegg and her mother, Jack Kenyon, the wife, Alice Cool and her sister, John Wright, Teddy Gale, Nurse Poole, Willie Curran. That's all I know on Springfield Terrace then. I don't know if back then, Charlie Farker, the policeman. Dickie Klukas, Kelly Hartley, Billy Harrell, Willie Curry, Bob Simpson, Griffiths, Cowles, Jimmy Clegg, Coal Merchant, Bill Webb, the Railway Inn, Miss Curran, the school teacher, and Mrs. Platt, the school teacher. That's all I know in Hope Street.
Mon père, regarde-nous simple béquet pour annoncer à nos frères la fille et la vérité. Dominique et l'éthénique s'en allaient tout simplement mouillés, pauvres et chantants. En tout chemin, en tout lieu, ils ne parlent que du bon Dieu, ils ne parlent que du bon Dieu.
Thank you. Thank you.
I believe above the stars the smallest prayer.
dore.
Oh,
mighty dread. Has she their troubled mind? Has she their troubled mind? Glad tidings of great joy I bring to you and all
men.
Feel no bliss, cannot transcend, nor give.
Into that. Go on, quick.
Go on,
There was a young lady from Uttoxeter. All the men wagged their cocks at her. Through having too many cocks, she contracted the pox, and she poxed all the cocks in Uttoxeter. How's that?
My son shall be nearer, my God, to thee, nearer, my God, to thee, nearer to thee.
Long life when the we have an anchor.